KRHS Radio, Rosemount High School, Rosemount, Minnesota.
Everybody, have you heard? Something's coming, spread the word. What it is, I do not know, but I see it start to glow. Take a seat, let's start the show. Good times are coming. Hurry up and don't be late.
Clap your hands and celebrate.
Inhibitions out the door.
Let your spirit start to soar.
Watch this lion start to roar.
Good times are coming.
And now, coming to you from the stage of the Performing Arts Center at Rosemount High School, Rosemount, Minnesota, America, you are on the air with the KRHS Radio Theater, streaming live on the internet in the style of old-time radio. Tonight's show features Alex Thibodeau and Christy Manuelson back here on the keyboards, with stage direction by Annie Foster and sound effects by our own Zach Zaboy. Our performing company, Maddie Holtz, Dylan Giles, Megan Beasley, Alexa Mon, Caleb Wieson, and I'm Corey McBenemy.
Sing it strong and sing it loud.
Your city is here. Start to shout and start to cheer. Have no doubt and never fear. Cause oh, let's start the show. Just let it grow. Cause good times are coming tonight.
Radio found its way into homes across America. Children were infatuated with the radio wireless and liked to play with the dials on the radio, often with very humorous results. Listen and learn.
Good afternoon and welcome to this afternoon's Gardening for Beginners.
Hello again and welcome to this week's Cooking Hour. Today we will be making cherry pie.
You've tuned in to me, Sally Soft, for today's Mother and Baby Hints and Tips program.
The time is 2 p.m. and here's the weather.
This is Radio News 24/7. Here are the headlines.
Hello, all. Last week we talked about feeding your newborn baby. Today we will be giving tips and advice on changing the diaper and bathing your little bundle of joy. So, without further ado, first place your baby gently onto the changing mat.
And sprinkle generously with a handful of flour. Make sure you have a good covering, as we don't want the contents to stick, now do we? Once we've covered it with flour,
gently peel back the diaper
and scrape the manure out with a shovel. Make sure you get all of it, because although it's a bit on the smelly side, it will do wonders once thrown over.
Donald Trump.
Now we need to take what's left over off the table. Squash it down firmly, using your hands
to get all the goodness out.
Don't forget to lift the baby's legs nice and high at this stage, but be careful.
As we will be expecting a sudden gust of wind from the south at any time.
Now, when it comes to bathing your baby, make sure you take him or her
by the roots and give it a good shake to get rid of all the dirt. The best thing, then, is to find a decent-sized hole.
And squeeze it in. Don't worry if it doesn't fit. You can always give it a whack with your rolling pin.
Or, failing that, just use the heel of your boot. Then, give it a little splash of liquid manure. Not too much, just...
A complete torrential downpour for 3 days.
Then it is time to take it out, being careful not to burn yourself.
Listen, my man.
And before long, you've got yourself a pansy.
The latest report from Washington states that the Congress of the United States
is filled to the brim with
horse poop.
Reporters from the area said that the Speaker of the House of Representatives, John Boehner, should
have his bottom rubbed gently with
a sharp pitchfork. Or, if you can't find one, give it a go with a garden hoe.
Of course, following this event, things will start to get a bit unsettled, so our advice to you is...
sit in the oven for about 45 minutes, or...
until he starts to cry.
In England today, Queen Elizabeth and Princess Anne were in Brighton visiting a newly built hospital. Everything was going to plan until...
strong winds came from nowhere and made...
sure it removed all their tops to reveal their...
slightly dehydrated cherries.
Prince Charles, who was rather...
limp and lifeless.
Said that in order to...
get the moisture back...
you will need to leave them soak overnight in a...
lukewarm bath of...
radioactive seawater.
When drying the skin afterwards, make sure that the room is somewhere between...
14 degrees below freezing.
And 350 degrees Fahrenheit.
Now you're ready to take the baby by placing your hand underneath the head and gently...
throw it across the garden.
At about 50 miles per hour.
And check it's done by giving it a jab with a fork.
What you will have is a very contented baby.
Which will be a bit rough around the edges.
And look a bit like...
Hillary Rodham Clinton. Good night.
That's when we kiss and kiss and kiss, and then we kiss.
Back in the day, as my grandpa used to say, many may remember the old-time radio shows like Amos and Andy, Fibber McGee and Molly, or The Avenger. Tonight, in our tribute to old-time radio, we're going to bring you some... Suspense! Another 5-minute mystery! Our story takes place in Green's Gap, a small town in the Southern Cavern District. Two men are missing in Echo Cavern. Can you solve the mystery before the end of the episode?
Green's Gap Hospital, Dr. Melville speaking.
Doctor, there's been an accident out at Echo Cavern.
Accident? What kind of accident?
Two men was exploring, and they got lost last night. Oh, once I catch, you better come quick before he's dead.
I hope you know how to get out to Echo Cavern, Lem.
Well, with the job of being the town constable and ambulance driver, I reckon I know all there is to know about this country.
Ever been in the cavern, Lem?
Once, Doc Melville, when I was a boy. Nearly got my hide tanned off by my pal. Echo Cavern is a mighty treacherous place.
You mean it's easy to get lost in?
Not only that, Doc, it's that cavern gas. Carbine, carbone, and something.
You mean carbon monoxide?
Yeah, that's it. All of a sudden you run into some of that stuff, and before you know it, bang, you're out.
Still, people seem to go exploring there.
More fools to be. I wouldn't go in them caverns, at least till I was not without a dog.
A dog? What for?
Well, if a dog keels over, then you know the gas is collecting.
I'm afraid, Mr. Gaddy, your friend is dead.
Oh, poor Patsy. It was from the gas, wasn't it, Doc?
That's what it looks like to me.
Why did you go in that cavern anyway?
Well, Patsy asked me to. He'd never seen a cave before.
How far did you go in?
Well, it didn't seem very far, but all of a sudden we just lost our way.
Where was that?
Well, how do I know whereabouts it was if we was lost? We tried to trace our way back, but that wasn't no use. Patsy started to get a little scared. It's kind of funny to see a big guy like that get scared.
Yes, he is rather big, isn't he?
Yeah, 6'4". The mob used to call us Mutt and Jeff.
And then what happened?
Well, I was a little scared myself, but we stuck together, you know. Walking in the dark with only my flashlight from the car, and all of a sudden, Pat's keeled over.
From the gas?
Yeah, that's what I figured. His head hit on a rock, and I guess that just about finished him off.
I suppose you reckon yourself pretty lucky, mister.
Sure. I figure it's because I'm only 5'3" that I got out of there alive. The gas must have been just about a foot over my head.
Yeah, and what do you think about that, Doc Melville?
I think you better arrest Mr. Gaddy for the murder of his friend Patsy.
What was the Flong Gaddy story? Do you know it? In a moment, we'll hear from Lem and Dr. Melville, but first, a word from our sponsor.
This episode of 5-Minute Mystery is being brought to you by the First State Bank of Rosemount, providing quality banking services to the Rosemount community for over 100 years. Member FDIC.
With over 100 years of your trust, quality service begins with us at the First State Bank of Rosemount.
And now let's see whether you're as observant as Lem and the Doctor.
Hey, Kappa, let me put my hands down. They're tired.
When you're in Green Gap's jail, not before.
Oh, I don't get it. It was a good story. I still can't figure out how you found out.
Lem tells me they used to take dogs into the cavern because the gas is heavier than air. It collects on the floor. If you really met the gas, you would have keeled over first, before your pal Patsy.
Well, what do you know? Oof, nowadays in this murder racket, you're gonna need a college education.
Now we'd like to welcome to our stage a new student to RHS, Xin Tian Liu. Xin Tian arrived in Rosemount in late August from Xinan, China.
She's an accomplished pianist and will now join our own Alex Thibodeau in a piano duet of Offenbach's Gallop Infernal Can-Can.
As children, we have all been told those precautionary folk tales where the big bad wolf often went about causing trouble for little girls with red hoods, grandmothers, and little pigs. But what if the tables were turned and justice could be served? Well, let's see, shall we? In this comedic parody of the iconic drama 12 Angry Men, here we have a jury of 12 pigs who must decide on the guilt or innocence of the so-called big bad wolf in tonight's spoof, 12 Angry Pigs.
Boy, I tell you, it's hot.
Whew! Man, I thought it was hot in a coat room, but this room is like an oven.
Do I smell bacon? Oh, wait, that's just me.
So, what are we supposed to do here?
Weren't you listening to the judge? We vote.
Vote?
We decide whether or not that wolf is guilty or not guilty.
Well, he looks guilty to me.
Me too.
What do you mean he looks guilty?
Did you see those teeth?
Those wolves sure do have sharp teeth.
Better to gobble you up. Right? Am I right?
But the wolf isn't on trial for biting someone. The trial's about him blowing down them two houses.
I thought there were three houses.
Only two houses got knocked down.
Don't you listen.
He huffed and puffed and blew down the houses of those innocent little pigs.
Oh, those poor old swine.
Why, those two little pigs are lucky to be alive.
I tell you, those wolves are dangerous.
I just wish it wasn't so hot in here. Isn't there a fan or something?
We should get that big bad wolf in here to huff and puff and blow us a cool breeze.
All right, let's get down to business. Now, since I am the foreman...
Wait, don't you mean forepig?
What's a foreman?
It means that I'm the spokesperson of the jury here. When we go back into court, I'll be the one doing the talking.
So that makes you the head hog?
No, but I do get to read the verdict.
Oh, what's a verdict?
It's the decision that we make as a jury.
Oh, what's a jury?
Can I trade seats with somebody?
Can't we just get on with this?
Very well. We have all heard the trial. Now we need to determine whether that big bad wolf is guilty or not guilty.
I don't think we should call him big bad. He hasn't been convicted yet.
All right, just wolf then.
So let's vow it.
All those who believe the wolf is guilty say oink.
Oink,
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 oink, oink, oink. Oink.
Anyone else?
Not oinking.
What's that?
I'm not oinking because I'm voting not guilty.
You think that big bad wolf is innocent?
Well, I haven't made my mind up yet. There have been so many stories about wolves doing terrible things. Maybe we've paid more attention to the fairy tales and not enough attention to the evidence.
What's evidence?
Did you sleep through the trial? Evidence is the stuff that proves whether or not somebody is guilty.
And there should be enough evidence to convince us all of the wolf's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt.
There's plenty of evidence.
Well, I'd like to hear what you all think.
Okay, that sounds fine. Let's take turns and explain to our fellow pig why we think that wolf is guilty. Why don't you go first?
Me? Oh, well, I just think he's awful scary looking. And I can just picture him huffing and puffing and blowing down them houses.
But you didn't see him do it.
But you didn't see him not do it.
But you didn't see him not do it.
Huh? Okay, look. The facts of the case are this. These three little pigs, just like you and me, they move away from home. They were brothers, so they decided to build their houses nearby. One pig built his house out of straw. The other pig built his house out of sticks. And the other brother built his house out of brick. And then what happens? This wolf comes along, pretending to be, like, selling cookies or something. And when the pig won't open the door, whoosh, down goes the house of straw. The little pig runs to his brother's house made out of sticks. The wolf follows and whoosh, down goes house number two. Clear case of destruction of property. And it is a good thing that their brother pig made a house out of bricks. Because it was strong enough to protect them from being eaten up by that evil wolf.
Thank you for sharing. What about you?
Me? Oh, I guess since everyone else thinks he's guilty, he just must be.
You shouldn't agree with someone just because that's what a person wants.
Yeah, you're right. I agree with you.
I don't want you to agree with her.
Okay.
I believe the wolf is guilty because there was an eyewitness. A local village boy saw the whole crime take place. And since I'm certain he wouldn't lie, the wolf must be guilty.
Oh, look, there's the little fella now.
Hi, piggies. I'm off to guard my flock of sheep.
What a nice young man. That's why I voted to convict that big bad wolf.
Me too. Everything points to that wolf as a criminal. Who else could have done it?
I am afraid that seems to be the only explanation. Unless your snout smells something we don't.
Besides, he's a wolf. If he's not guilty of this crime, I'm sure he's guilty of something.
You shouldn't say that. It's not nice.
Look, y'all, nice or not, the facts clearly show that our wolf friend here is guilty. But he sure tried to act all innocent and such.
Yeah, did you see him wearing that sheep's clothing during the trial? Well, I saw right through that.
Well, I thought Little Boy Blue's testimony was convincing. But more than anything, I just didn't trust that wolf. He claimed he was a wolf scout, selling wolf scout cookies door to door. But there's no such thing as a wolf scout.
Oh, but there is. There are cub scouts, and wolf scouts, and on trout scouts, and all sorts of scouts. And they are nice sorts of folks. Say, maybe I voted guilty too quickly.
What do you mean? Look, Mrs. No Oink. I want to know why you voted not guilty. You're keeping us cooped up in here like chickens when we should be at home rolling around in the mud like pigs.
And if the wolf didn't demolish those houses, then who did?
I've been wondering about that myself. Why would a wolf want to knock down a pig's house to begin with?
Well, he wanted to eat.
So he blew the house down so that he could gobble up that first little pig.
But why wouldn't he just wait for the pig to leave his straw house and then grab him? Why spend all of that energy blowing down the house?
He couldn't wait. He was too hungry.
If he was too hungry, then why didn't he just eat the cookies he was selling?
Because wolves don't eat cookies.
Yeah.
They eat pork chops.
Yeah.
And ham hocks.
Yeah.
And stop agreeing with everything I say.
Yeah.
All this talk about food is making me hungry.
Me too.
I wish we had some lunch or something.
Yoo-hoo, piggies! It's chow time! Want some pig slop?
Yeah!
Well, come and get it! I was just joking. It's empty.
sure fooled us, young man.
Now run along, little boy Blue. We pigs have work to do.
Now, as I was saying, I don't think the wolf huffed and puffed at all.
Well, then how did the house fall down?
Think about it. Of the three little pigs, only one knew how to build houses well. And that little pig built his house out of brick. The houses of straw and sticks were so frail they could have fallen down when the wolf politely knocked on the door.
Politely knocked? Do you believe this swan?
I'm just saying that it's possible. And since when do wolves blow air with the force of a hurricane?
That's a very good point. I watched a documentary on wolves, and it didn't mention a thing about huffing or puffing.
Which reminds me of something else the defense forgot to mention.
What's that?
Oh, bailiff, we'd like to examine a piece of evidence.
Well, which one?
The wolf's pack, please.
Just a moment.
Thank you, bailiff.
What's a bailiff?
He's like a policeman for the courtroom. Throughout the trial process, he keeps things in order.
Order? I'd like to order me an extra large cheese pizza. Hold the pepperoni.
Not that kind of order.
Oh, jeez, I'm awful hungry.
Free cheese pizza, fresh from the oven. Absolutely delicious. Who wants a slice?
I do. I do.
Fooled you again.
Say, that's not very nice.
Little boy Blue, that joke is not funny anymore.
We are trying to work here.
Here's the wolf's pack.
Let's see. Here are the Wolf Scout cookies and his Wolf Scout badge.
That doesn't prove anything.
What about this?
So what?
How could the so-called big bad wolf huff and puff when he has asthma?
12 Angry Pigs will be right back after this brief message.
RHS Radio Theater, on the air, is made possible through the support of Redline Editorial Online, the First State Bank of Rosemount, member FDIC, and by Mr. Mike's Mighty Mints. Next up in the Rosemount High School Performing Arts Center is the RHS dance show titled Movement. The dance show will be performed on the evenings of Friday, March 2nd and Saturday, March 3rd at 7 p.m. RHS Radio Theater on the Air is produced by the RHS Theater Arts Program. You can find us online at RHS Theater Arts and on Facebook at Rosemount High School Theater Arts.
And now back to 12 Angry Pigs.
Oh my goodness.
So, he's got asthma medicine in his wolf pack.
He probably stole it. Wolves would do that.
Not all wolves are like that, and you know it. I think we should have another vote.
Very well. Let's go around the table. All those who think the defendant is guilty say oink. I'll go first. I say oink.
Oink.
Oink!
Not oinking.
Oh, what do you know? I still say oink.
Not oinking.
Oink.
Not oinking.
Not oinking.
Oink.
Oink.
Not oinking.
That's 7 oinks and 5 not oinking.
You piggies call yourselves a jury? You want to let that big bad wolf go free? What is with you? This little piggy is forgetful. And this little piggy is regretful. This little piggy's brain went to the market. And this little piggy should have stayed home. And that little piggy went wee, 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 wee all over the justice system.
But there's a reasonable doubt. We don't have enough evidence.
There's a witness. The boy saw everything. And he heard that big bad wolf say, little pig, let me in. Or I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down. What more proof do you need to convict this canine? There was a reliable witness!
Pig slop, pizza, pig slop and pizza, come and get it!
Get out of here, kid! We know you're trying to trick us!
I guess that means your witness isn't so reliable.
I'm changing my vote to not guilty.
Me too. That kid is a liar.
Looks like there's reasonable doubt. I changed my vote too.
Maybe we were wrong about this wolf.
I knew he was innocent all along.
Are you serious?
Okay. All that feel that he is not guilty say oink. Oink.
Oink.
Oink. Oink.
Any votes for guilty?
Oink. I know I'm right, and you will never change my mind.
We may have to declare a hung jury.
What's a hung jury?
When a jury is unable or unwilling to come to a unanimous decision resulting in a mistrial. I thought everyone knew that.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, fine, then it's a mistrial.
Oh, no. We aren't giving up. Let's keep talking. Convince us.
He's guilty.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Isn't.
Is.
Prove it.
Why can't you pigs see things the way I do? The facts are plain. Charlotte is guilty.
Charlotte? Who's Charlotte?
A spider? I mean, a wolf. I'm talking about the big bad wolf.
But that's not what you said. You said Charlotte. Who is she?
She was a spider named Charlotte. And she was my best friend. But then she broke my heart and she left me. And I promised myself I'd never trust another non-pig again. I vote not guilty.
Poor pig, I think we're ready. Tell the bailiff we've reached a verdict.
Have you reached a verdict?
We have, Your Honor.
And what is it?
We, the jury, find the defendant not guilty.
Very well. Bailiff, you may release the defendant. Mr. Wolf, you are free to go.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Your Honor. Yeah. And thank you. Yeah. Thank you, members of the jury. Yeah. Ha, ha, ha. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. Ha, ha, ha. I didn't think anyone, huh? I didn't think anyone would believe me. Yeah. Ha, ha.
Well, we were just doing our job. I'm sure it's not always easy when people think you're a big, bad wolf.
Hey, look who's here! It's Little Red Riding Hood!
Police, Your Honor, arrest that big, bad wolf!
Oh no, here we go again!
My nerves and you rattle my brain.
Too much love drives a man insane.
You broke my well, but what a thrill.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I left the love cause I thought it was funny, but you came along and you moved me, honey. I changed my mind, this love is fine.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Kiss me, baby. Love assured.
You're fine,
so kind.
Got to tell this world that you're mine.
I chewed my nails and I twiddled my thumb. I'm getting nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, you'll drive me crazy.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Now it's time to play Hey, What's So Funny? Each of us here on the stage gets to tell one joke. Whoever gets the loudest laugh from our studio audience wins. Hey, What's So Funny is brought to you by Mr. Mike's Mighty Mints, the breath mints guaranteed to take your breath away. Be a prince, don't make her wince. Use Mr. Mike's Mighty Mints.
Joanne had found a man who found her sweeter than the spring. But that breath of hers was the death of her, and he gave away the ring to someone fresher, someone better, and Joanne lost her prince. Cause that other girl was mighty fond of Mr. Mike's Mighty Mints. They're the cleanest and the meanest that your cash could ever buy. So don't be like Joanne and give those Mighty Mints a try.
Okay, let's play Hey, What's So Funny?
All right, everybody. I have the winner right here. Why are a kangaroo and a zucchini the same?
Why?
Because neither one can ride a bicycle.
Okay. Mine is the funniest. Why is an elephant big, gray, and wrinkly?
Why?
Because if it were small, white, and round, it would be an egg.
Okay, here's the winner. What is green and has wheels?
What?
Grass. I lied about the wheels.
No. Okay. No, here, mine is definitely the funniest. Two muffins are sitting in an oven. One says to the other, well, I guess this is it. The other says, holy cow, a talking muffin!
I got this. What did the guy mushroom say to the girl mushroom?
What?
Hey, I'm a fun guy.
Lame. I got the funny one. What did Jane say when she saw a herd of elephants coming over the hill?
What?
Look, a herd of elephants coming over the hill.
All right, let's get some real comedy in here. What do you guys call a zebra?
What?
26 sizes larger than an abra.
All right, here, check this out. A man enters his local paper's pun contest. He sends in 10 different puns in the hopes that at least one of the puns will win. Unfortunately, no pun intended.
I got this, Zach. Did you hear about the fire at the circus?
Mm-hmm.
It was intense.
All right. Why are there so many Johnsons in the phone book?
Why?
Because they all have phones.
Okay, save the best for last. Knock, knock.
Who's there? There?
Tank.
Tank who?
You're welcome.
Thank you.
by me. Oh, stand. Stand by me. Stand by me. Whenever I'm in trouble, won't you stand by me? Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand. Stand by me.
Somewhere far, far away, there lived a young maiden, Lady Candor, who had been left as a sacrifice for a dragon lurking in a cave nearby. Sir Gladly, on his way to a tournament, hears of Lady Candor's plight and goes to rescue her. But in this world of damsels in distress, chivalrous knights, and fire-breathing dragons, things are not always as they appear to be. Hear for yourself in tonight's tale, A Knight's Dragon.
A Knight's Dragon is being brought to you by Redline Editorial. If you are an author interested in publishing your book, work with Redline Editorial. Visit them at www.redlineeditorial.com.
If you got a great story that you think should be a book, send it on in and we'll give it a look. Redline Editorial. Redline Editorial.
I know you're in there. You can't stay in there forever.
A lady. Psst. A lady.
What? Who's there? Oh, one of you.
Yes, indeed, m'lady. I, Sir Gladly, have come to rescue you from the dragon.
Who sent you?
Pure good fortune, m'lady. I was traveling west to join in the crusade.
You should continue on your way. The crusade probably needs you.
Pardon me, m'lady. I'm not quite sure.
Go away. Leave me to the dragon.
Well, truly, your fear has rattled your wits, m'lady.
My wits are fine. Leave me.
If I left you, the dragon would surely eat you.
Exactly. So do go away.
This is very confusing.
Has the heat of your helmet addled your wits?
You have a wicked tongue, m'lady. But considering the terror of the moment, I fully understand.
If you understood, you would leave. I want the dragon to eat me.
But, m'lady, I am a knight. It is my duty to rescue you, to rescue damsels in distress.
Do take her. I don't want her.
Oh, don't you start that again.
What? She's a sacrifice. Of course you want her.
No, really. Take her, please.
Don't listen to him. Stop talking like that.
This is very unseemly. Your behavior is very undragon-like.
Oh, don't take that. Come out here and prove you're a real dragon and eat me.
Maybe that's it. Maybe I'm not really a dragon.
Yes, you are.
If you aren't a dragon, then what are you?
A large hedgehog.
Oh, really? A talking hedgehog?
Don't listen to him. I saw him earlier. He's got green, scaly skin, large, gleaming teeth, horns! He's a dragon. You're a dragon!
He was lying.
Don't act so surprised. You're a dragon! Get out here and eat your sacrifice!
But I don't want to eat you. Nothing personal.
You lied? Oh, shame on you. Where is your sense of honor?
I'm not a knight.
Then come out here and act like a dragon.
A dragon is supposed to be a worthy opponent of a knight like me, so must share some of the same noble characteristics.
Oh, dear God.
I don't care. I'm still not interested.
Really? Now, dragon, this is getting us nowhere.
You should just take her and go.
Oh, don't you dare touch me, knight.
I can't just take her.
I don't see why not. Cut the rope and take her. How complicated is that?
Very complicated, since I also cannot leave a dragon unslain.
Slain your share of dragons, have you?
No. But it's the code. Laying down since the first knights were created.
So just tell them you slayed me.
Lie? You want me to lie? Oh, how low.
Oh, well, don't think I'll lie. I'll expose you both.
Seems we're at an impasse. There's only one choice for us, dragon.
No. You could kill her.
What?
It does make the most sense.
Oh, it's outrageous.
And deceitful.
Look at it logically. I don't want to eat her.
Which makes absolutely no sense.
And she wants to be sacrificed.
Properly.
So you kill her. Then go to the castle and tell them you arrived too late to save the female, but you drove the dragon off after a fierce battle.
Oh, you will not.
I absolutely will not. You'll have to fight me to get to your sacrifice.
How many times? I don't want the sacrifice.
Look at me. I'm soft, delicate, plump. How could you not want to eat this? I'm every dragon's heart's desire.
Not mine.
How can this be? How can you, a dragon, turn down this dainty little sacrifice?
Listen, I know it sounds odd, but I'm just...
What?
I'm just not into sacrifices.
You're joking.
No, I'm afraid it's true. It's not you, see, it's me. Sacrifices have never worked for me.
Of all the rotten luck.
That's not exactly what one expects from a dragon.
You should try being me. I was teased terribly by the other dragons when I was young, just because I wouldn't eat the sacrifices my mother brought home.
This is pathetic.
I got tired of the mocking and the ridiculing, so I left, tried to find a place to fit in. But I just couldn't find a place where I could be myself.
So let me get this straight. You're not going to fight me to get to the sacrifice here.
I just can't, no. I'm very sorry. I wish I could be the right dragon for you.
Well, we are truly at a stalemate. You won't eat the sacrifice.
And you won't kill her for us.
Oh, I'm gonna die of starvation here. Could this get any more undignified?
Well, there is something.
As long as it involves you eating me, I'm all ears.
Something honorable this time, dragon?
I don't know how honorable, but it is something if you care to hear me out.
What's your plan, dragon?
I don't trust the female. Make her not listen.
Oh, just you try.
You won't agree not to listen?
So you two can plot against me? I think not.
Well, step closer, knight, and I'll explain.
What is your plan, dragon?
That's my plan.
I didn't hear a thing.
I can't speak any louder. She might hear and interfere.
You're both despicable.
I'll come closer then.
Oh, no, you don't.
But I can't hear you from here.
How do I know you won't use this as an opportunity to slay me with your sword?
Very well. I'll leave my sword with the lady.
Make him see reason.
He'll have to fight me to get to you. All right, dragon, let's hear your plan.
On.
Oh my, so yummy.
What happened?
I ate him, the knight.
What? You ate Sir Gladly?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Wait. You won't eat me, but you ate an armored knight?
Well, not the armor.
But you ate the knight! So eat me too!
I told you, I just don't have any interest in sacrifices.
But you ate the knight!
Yes, it is my weakness.
Oh, no. Don't tell me. You have a thing for knights.
There's just something about all that chivalry, shiny armor, noble behavior. Oh, it just makes me hungry.
So this is why you were forced to always leave, when the other dragons found out how you were.
It's not like I chose to be this way. It's just who I am.
I cannot believe this is happening to me.
You're angry. I understand.
Okay, listen. You don't have to eat me. Just roast me to a crisp. Do that much for me.
I'm sorry. I can't even get up the fire for a sacrifice.
But let a knight come along.
Oh, and I get a fire in my belly. Yes, indeed.
All right, dragon. I have the knight's sword. I'm not going back to my cousin's castle. You'll have to kill me to get out of this cave.
Well, actually, this cave has another entrance.
No!
I was already on my way out the back, but then I smelled that knight coming.
The only reason you were still in the cave was to get the knight?
I'm a sucker for a knight in shining armor. What can I tell you?
This isn't fair!
I'm sorry. Truly. Good luck.
Dragon! Back here! Dragon? Oh, no one is going to believe this.
Just take them old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time rock and roll. Don't try to take me to a disco. You'll never even get me out on the floor. In 10 minutes I'll be late for the dough. I like that old time rock and roll. Still like that old time rock and roll. The kind of music just soothes my soul. I reminisce about the days of old, with that old time rock and roll.
About the days of old, with that old time rock and roll.
That's our show from the RHS Performing Arts Center. Our broadcast engineer, Kai Dunn. On the light board, we have Cheyenne Malachek, our soundboard operators, Adric Towsley, and Sam Minert. A special thank you to Ms. Carol Johnson and Mr. James Norris, RHS tech staff, for their invaluable assistance in helping us to broadcast our show live from the PAC. Our show tonight is brought to you by Redline Editorial. If you are an author interested in publishing your book, work with Redline Editorial. Visit them at www.redlineeditorial.com. And by the First State Bank of Rosemount, providing quality banking services to the Rosemount community for over 100 years. Member FDIC. And by Mr. Mike's Mighty Mints, the breath mints guaranteed to take your breath away. Be a prince, take the hints. Use Mr. Mike's Mighty Mints. The show tonight was written and directed by Tom Hoffman, with music direction by Laura Sandham. Set design by Ursula Bowden, lighting design by Cheyenne Malachek, sound design by Allie McMahon, and costume design by Mary Kay Showweiler. Our special guest artist, Xingxiang Liu, with keyboardists Alex Thibodeau and Christine Manuelson, stage direction by Annie Foster, and sound effects by Zach Savoy. Our radio acting company, Caleb Wieson, Alexa Mon, Maddie Holtz, Megan Beasley, Dylan Giles, and I'm Corey McMenemy.
Listening to KRHS Radio, Rosemount High School, Rosemount, Minnesota.